The Mickey Plyler Show.
On 105.5 The Roar.
That's right, sports fans.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
I will be speaking very shortly with Donnie Patterson, the Patterson Tax Service, Russell Patterson, all the great folks there. I'll be speaking very soon about with the folks over there about setting my appointment up. I think I'm going to go. I think I'll go early March with my time over there and get my taxes done. We are about 3 weeks away from tax season. Today's the last day of 2018. Your 2018 taxes, they'll start preparing those. Actually, they can start preparing them ASAP, you know, like the first of next week sometime, and then they'll file them on the first day that they can be filed. So think about that. Think about our friends at the Patterson Tax Service. No one does more taxes in the state of South Carolina. Let them file for you. They'll take care of that. It's our Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 859-8289. Small businesses, this is a key year for you and your filing. Can't beat it. They're great friends at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, 859-8589. Wherever you can hear my voice now, they can help you. Zach Gore, Mr. Orr 24, is with us on a Reaction Monday. We haven't done any Twitter stuff. You don't do Twitter anyway, but I'll do Twitter for us in this segment. Do you even do it for the show at all now? Or
what do you mean, do it for the show?
Twitter, like, do you go on Twitter during the show, or are you totally giving up? When are you coming back?
I have not been on Twitter since December the 1st.
You coming back tomorrow, January 1st?
I think about it. I'll think about it.
We'd love to have you back.
Mm-hmm.
Skip writes.
How's the negativity on Twitter these days? Still out there?
No, not very negative right now.
Mm.
I mean, I am. Who else in Leprechaun say yeah? Pink hearts, yellow moons, lucky stars. You know the difference in, I saw this on Twitter, difference in Lucky Charms and Notre Dame?
What's that?
Only one belongs in a bowl.
Mm.
Skip writes in. Trevor had the greatest comment of all time on national TV. Was looking up during his interview. Question: What are you looking for? Trevor says confetti. We won the bowl game. TL just does not prepare for the game, but he also prepares for post game celebrations. There'll be many more for TL. He says. So DJ should not toy with the hearts of six teams not named Clemson as well. It's a good point there, Skip. I think Clemson's in excellent shape right now. With DJ, but long way to go. And I'm getting a text from Dabo, D-A-B-E-A-U-X, or a tweet. Looking forward to Irish Ray calling today. Have not heard from Irish Ray. Irish Ray says tech stocks right now a little bit down. Be careful. And also, bet on Notre Dame and football against the spread. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. We have breaking news. UCLA has terminated the contract of Steve Alford in basketball. In case you have not seen it, maybe you didn't. Maybe saw the Mark Richt retirement yesterday, abrupt retirement. Manny Diaz has been named the head football coach at Miami. Now, Temple is the latest looking. There was some Mark Stoops talk. There was some Butch Davis talk. But they got Manny Diaz down in Miami.
Manny Diaz quitting on Temple. I hate to see it.
Mm.
Can the kids that signed letters of intent get out of those now?
I would lawyer up.
That's just tough.
Yeah, I would be able to lawyer up through some of that. But I don't know. We'll see. Text line 986-1566. Texter said, as a Tennessee fan living in the Clemson area, I hate to say that this championship is what we all called at the beginning of the year. That's got to be bad for him because Tennessee and Alabama. What has changed for fans to say Notre Dame shouldn't have been there? I mean, we all knew it was Bama and Clemson right down about four steps, which everyone else is four steps below. It's going to be a tall mountain. I think this will be the best Alabama team that Clemson has seen. Is this the best Clemson team that Alabama has seen?
Yes.
Hmm. Then we could be in for
a fun one,
a war,
a fun one. What's the over under on the game? Do we have that information yet?
59.5. Let me look up the latest. Now these things move. I don't want to mislead anybody, so bear with me on this. I think it's going to be, I don't know, slightly lower scoring than people would imagine. I think. Boy, I got a bunch of odds for today. By the way, we can get to this. I need to do some Biggie for you today and tomorrow, too. Get Biggie ready for me.
Biggie Clemson, already?
Yeah.
On Monday?
Yeah, but just because you got the next 2 days. It's a weekend coming up tomorrow. 6 is the spread now. Over, under, 59-60. All right. You ready?
What do you mean it's the weekend coming up tomorrow? We have a day off on a Tuesday.
Right. Middle of the week weekend.
Goodness gracious.
Well, we got a day off, man. It's New Year's Day.
Good. Are you doing anything tonight? Or are you just going to go home and sleep?
I think I'm going to sleep this morning.
Man. Come on, man.
No, I think I'm going to sleep. I'm
tonight
tired.
Or just this morning? You just take a little siesta today.
I'm going to take one. I'm going to take one. Well, I got football all day long, but man, I'm exhausted.
Not from 9 to 12, you don't.
Yeah, I'm exhausted. I'll probably nap this morning.
I'm exhausted. It's been just a terrible, terrible thing to travel to Dallas and back.
Turn around. This short trip, 2 days. Nice hotel, nice people, nice bowl, nice. They did a great job there. Texas. I kind of like Texas. All right, you ready? Give me some Biggie over there for me. Oh, yeah. Junior Mafia. Yeah. All right, I got a bunch today, man. You ready?
We can't do this if you're going to rap with it.
Yeah. I said I'm not going to nap. I'm going to have some Welch's grape juice, eggs, and steak.
Cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape, baby.
Cheese, eggs, and Welch's grape. All right, here we go. Noon today, ESPN Military Bowl, Cincinnati, Virginia Tech. 2 o'clock today, CBS Sun Bowl, Pittsburgh and Stanford.
There's some tough bowl games out there today, especially coming off of playoff games this weekend.
Fox today, 3 o'clock, the Red Box Bowl.
Oh, boy.
Michigan State, Oregon.
Yeah, you throw it all out when that comes down the line. Michigan State, Oregon, huh?
Really?
A little bit.
Oregon dodged a bullet.
Justin Herbert's going back.
Mark Cristobal. And Herbert's coming back and Mark Cristobal staying because a lot of people thought he's going to Miami.
Miami can't pull from Oregon.
You don't reckon? Bruce Feldman said Miami's a better job. 3:45 ESPN Liberty Bowl, Missouri, Oklahoma State. I don't even know how these conferences are doing right now.
These are some rough games.
Are the conferences, we can keep up with that, like what would they do? I don't care. But
I don't care what the conferences do either.
Holiday Bowl today, Fox Sports 1, 7 o'clock, Northwestern, Utah.
Pat Fitzgerald is being interviewed for the Packers head coaching job.
Is he really?
They reached out to Northwestern to secure an interview.
Is he really?
Mm.
Ouch. Hunter Johnson. Ouch.
Hunter.
Don't want to hear that.
You just hate to see it, bud.
HJ.
Go to play in the Cotton Bowl, big man.
As a backup. Gator Bowl.
Our other backup played in the Cotton Bowl.
About 5 play. Gator Bowl, 7:30 ESPN. NC State, nobody's playing for NC State. I have a comment about this after you do this.
Finley
and Texas A&M. Finley's playing.
So someone's playing.
How about Hutson going crazy on the sidelines over at Michigan on Saturday? You see it?
No.
He's nuts, throwing chairs. He's yelling at all his teammates, cussing all his teammates. You're cussing the wrong ones. Those guys showed up. Go cuss Gary. Go cuss Bush. They didn't want to play. They had 4 guys sat out. Another part of it is, I mentioned this before, Mr. 24, you can't tell me that, oh, the Belk Bowl doesn't mean anything. Do you see the Belk Bowl where somebody said something about the bowl or whatever, and they go, okay, Belkum. Okay, cool, Belkum. That's going to be your response to Gamecocks now, isn't it? Okay, cool, Belkum.
It's a tough morning to be a Gamecock fan.
Ouch. Remember when I gave, what was their baseball coach? Chad Holbrook. Remember I gave him the advice that after the Clemson loss, when he gave it the Grand Slam to Seth Beer?
Mm-hmm.
Listen to country music today, but don't listen to Sports Talk Radio.
We had a text earlier that said the local station down there is playing a recorded show. No one's in station this morning.
It's New Year's Eve, man. Mm. It's New Year's Eve.
That's the excuse?
Yeah.
Hey, we're out here working. We're out here grinding.
NC State, Texas A&M Gator Bowl, 7:30 ESPN. You ready for tomorrow?
Yes.
Noon. ESPN2. Get your...
It's New Year's Eve, exactly. This is AM.
Right. Outback Bowl, Iowa, Mississippi State.
I mean, no. Are you going to watch these games? Or are there just going to be background noises, you drifting in and out of sleep on the couch?
I'm going to spend some time with my wife. I'm going to love up, cuddle up, and spend some time, man. She's a saint.
Please stop talking.
Citrus Bowl. Put on a little Kenny G in the background.
She's killing you, man.
Citrus Bowl, ABC, 1 o'clock tomorrow, Kentucky, Penn State. Mark Stoops was being mentioned down in Miami.
I do a really good job.
Kentucky, Penn State. Fiesta Bowl. You okay?
Yes.
Fiesta Bowl.
No, she's not listening. Good morning, Meredith.
ESPN, 1 o'clock.
Yep.
There's nobody. They hadn't sold any tickets for this game.
Really?
LSU, Central Florida.
Oh, man. I don't care about that game. Hope Central Florida rolls them.
I'm embarrassed to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to ask
it. No, ask it.
I forgot Central Florida's record. Like, did they lose or did they lose?
They have not lost.
They've not lost. They're still undefeated?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They're 12-0. You're right. Anyway, I just forgot about them. That's terrible.
They're a forgettable team.
Rose Bowl.
5
o'clock ESPN tomorrow, Ohio State, Washington.
Going to watch the parade beforehand?
Yep.
And then watch none of the game because I'm not.
All those floats are made out of rose petals.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Crazy.
Crazy.
And then 7:45, Sugar Bowl, Georgia and Texas. I saw yesterday.
Fuck them.
We go. Okay, cool. Sugar them.
Oh, fuck them, baby.
We went to a boot and cowboy store yesterday. My nieces and nephew got cowboy hats and got all kinds of belt buckles and rope ties and collar clips and
cowboy hats aren't cheap.
No, I have one.
Yeah, I know. You got it as a gift, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. A former advertiser with us gave us one. He said, what do you want? I'm going to give you anything you want to store in some boots. I went, you got any Stetson hats? He goes, Stetson, we don't care that garbage. I'm going to give you one of these. He gave me like $750 cowboy hat.
Stetson, we don't care that garbage.
Got your Resitol, like a beaver skin, whatever hat.
It's a nice hat.
Should have worn it to California. I almost wore it today. Honest to goodness, I almost wore it today.
You should have wore it out there.
It was raining.
You got to get it clean. Get it steamed. Get it cleaned.
Yeah.
And then you'll be good to go.
It's like 5Xs.
Yeah, you got a big old head.
No, it's not the size. It's the study of the thing.
Yeah.
So we're in a store yesterday, and it's Texas pride, man, and I kind of like it. But one of the themes there is they show this like revolver on a T-shirt, and then it says, "Welcome to Texas. We don't call 911." Had their brisket and their barbecue.
Oh, 911.
It was good. But I'll tell you this.
Come and take it.
Food, man, it's expensive out there.
Well, you're in Dallas. You're in a metropolitan area. Yeah. So it's going to be.
Drinks expensive.
Yeah, you name some prices off air. That's that ain't cheap. It's going to be more expensive in California.
Interesting.
A lot more expensive.
Yeah. We're going to buzz the tower at California, though. Fly down, drop off.
Ding.
Get back on the plane. Get back home. Let me just quickly say this before we take our next break.
This is the best text we've ever gotten.
Oh, really? What is it?
Texas doesn't call 911. Maybe I should move there. From Tiger Paramedic.
Touche, Tiger Paramedic. Very good, man. Very good. These cities, well, all these cities are different. You know, I was in Boston earlier this year. These major, big metropolitan areas. Let me see the size, the biggest cities in the country by size or by population. What's the Dallas-Fort Worth? How does that stand?
What's that?
The biggest cities in the country. That was like third or fourth.
I can get you that. In just got it right here.
I'm already beat you to the punch. New York, L.A., Chicago, Houston, Phoenix, Philadelphia. This doesn't include Dallas and Fort Worth together.
I mean, it's the area.
I've got it by a population.
New York, L.A., Chicago, Houston, Philly.
I got Phoenix, Philly.
I got Philly, Phoenix.
San Antonio, San Diego. Dallas is 9.
Yep. San Jose and 10.
But then you combine that. You got to get the Metroplex in there, Dallas and
then
Fort Worth.
You guys think in Austin, Texas. Texas, a lot of people in Texas. Fort Worth has 833,000 people in it. Yeah. So you can add that in.
So it's 2.1. That puts you at the fifth largest city in the country. And Arlington and all that stuff. Anyway, I knew it spread out, though.
Yeah.
But all these cities are the same except for New York and D.C.
They're not all the same.
Basically. And you know what? It makes me appreciate Boston a little bit because Boston has a little bit of history. You know what I'm saying?
New York is unique. I think L.A. is probably unique. I've never been there, but I'm assuming it is. Chicago is definitely unique.
Give me five things I need to go see in Chicago.
Well, it's on Lake Michigan, right? It's just different.
I need to go to Wrigleyville. I'm going to give you that one. Sears Tower.
You go to your Sears Tower. Isn't there a Trump building over there you can go lean against and take a picture in front of?
I'll give you that one. I don't even know. I don't think it is, but three.
You can go see the old bean there. Sit in front of the bean.
Really? That's what I'm going with next?
That's one of the things people go take pictures in front of all the time.
That shows you how Chicago sucks.
I'm not arguing for Chicago. I'm just saying it's different than other cities. It's obviously a cold weather town, too. It's going to be different than Dallas.
But everybody has those. Like, Dallas has these, you got the Kennedy thing there. And then they have a Kennedy memorial. But then you got these big, huge, like at our hotel, you got these big, huge Christmas ornaments out there. You get your picture made with them. Okay, same thing as a bean.
Okay.
It's a bean.
I would listen to Houston is similar to Dallas, but
very similar.
Houston is towards the coast, so it's got a little bit more of a flavor there. Philly's different than all of those cities.
Liberty Bell.
They got all kinds of history there. I've never been to Phoenix.
Been to Phoenix? Nothing. Desert. I'm not a desert guy.
I have not been to San Antonio.
My point, and look, these are nice places, and they're great and all this kind of stuff, but the bottom line is they're all the same, except for New York and Chicago.
No, they're not. You know they're not.
Big cities, hotels, skyscrapers, and it's really, My final point was, I love living where we live. Love it. Absolutely 100% love it. Wouldn't live anywhere else in the world right now. We're extremely blessed to live here.
Sure.
In this part of the country, in Little Mayberry is what we call it. From the airport to our hotel.
Mayberry's growing up, big dog.
Hey, listen to this, big dog. Yeah, it is. And as soon as come back, you're going to be in a bad mood.
That's terrible. Airport, how many days do you have? They come back in like a week, right?
From the airport, we take a taxi to our hotel. I fly to Dallas's airport.
Yeah.
Now, and it's 5 o'clock traffic coming in a little bit. It takes an hour to get from the airport to our hotel in downtown Dallas. $71 taxi ride.
What do you think is going to happen if you fly into Greenville and come all the way down to Clemson and stay in a hotel? It's the same thing.
But I wouldn't be flying to Greenville, staying in Greenville. I flew into Dallas, staying in Dallas. Hour and $71. Get me back home, man. I'm living here. I like living here. Short break. Georgia Greg. Not Tiger. George Greg, hang on, man. I want to hear what you say. Let's take a short break and talk about that. PrimeLendingSC.com wants to come in. They want to make sure at Prime Lending that you have the right mortgage for you. You might be in a great mortgage and they really can't help you. And here's something to be careful about. Even if you get a little bit better, then, you know, you're not necessarily should change because you got other things to consider, closing costs and things like this. They're going to make sure that it's the right decision for you. Refinancing is something that everybody should look at. How about buying a house right now? Rent versus own calculators on there right now. Or how about remodeling your current house? A lot of, like here in Clemson where we are, Zach, the inventory is not big right now. So you might be better off renovating your house. Think about it. Prime Lending, primelendingsc.com, the people I trust with everything. Mark Hawkins and his great team want to wish you a happy new year. More primelendingsc.com. I promise you, Georgia Greg, after a short break right after this.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck? Motorcycle. Think outside the bed liner and line exit.
Call us today at Line X of Anderson.
Another year has come and gone, and if you are ready to ring in the new year with a new look, Urban Nirvana is the place to be. Their professional stylists can give you a look that makes you feel your best. And when you feel your best, you can tackle anything. The spa is the place to start your new year off with a kind of refreshing, relaxing rejuvenation that can change your outlook. Get ready for the new year with Urban Nirvana. Two locations, MacBee Station and the Shops at Greenridge, or online at urbannirvana.com.
It's not 10 or 11, but 12 days of deals in Easley at Benson Nissan.
That's right. Starting now, third-row SUVs like this Pathfinder, just $429 a month, or a Frontier for just $295 a month.
View all of their special pricing during 12 days of deals only at NissanEasley.com.
As we celebrate the arrival of a new year, get your New Year's Eve fireworks at local, family-owned Carolina Fireworks. They're heated and indoors with a huge variety, including the loudest you can get. It, canister shells. Carolina Fireworks has a large area of buy one, get one free New Year's specials. Military, first responders, and teachers save 20% with ID. For our five locations around the upstate, go to carolinafireworks.net. Happy New Year from the Carolina Fireworks family.
Happy holidays from TNT Sports. We are offering a deal for new clients that you don't want to miss. This offer for baseball and softball players includes 10 half-hour lessons with Jay to develop your skill set and 10 speed and agility sessions with Jodon. This $800 value is yours for the very low cost of $399. You heard that right. Only $399. Take advantage before the special ends on January 5th. Call today, 864-710-9259. That's 864-710-9259.
The Store More, Save More event is going on now at the Home Depot, and it's the perfect time to get a handle on clutter. Even better, get an HDX 27-gallon storage tote, a special buy at just $8.98 each. They're tough, they're stackable, and each one can hold 75 pounds. That's some heavy-duty storage without the heavy-duty price. The Store More, Save More event is going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th, available in-store and online while supplies last.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
That's what she said.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I just want to hear We Want the Funk. I want to tell you about Carolina Flooring Specialists while I do that. Carolina Flooring Specialist, Tim Worley will take your phone call today. He might not call you back till like Wednesday, though, maybe. He'll talk to you today. Tim wants to help you get that garage floor in. The Garage Flooring Specialist, call him at 864-404-8158, 404-8158. Tim Worley is going to look at your garage, measure your garage, give you an idea of the an estimate there, set up a time and date for you. You'll pick your colors out. You'll pick your chip color out. And this high-performance epoxy base, solid floor will go down, and it will look amazing. And you're increasing the value of your home. You're going to absolutely love it. Call them today, 404-8158. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. To Greenwood, South Carolina. Hey, Georgia Greg, thanks for hanging on so long, man. I hope you're having a nice New Year's, nice holidays.
You as well. Good luck to you and your family. If you go out to California, I hope you have a safe trip, and good luck to you and the birth of your baby boy or girl soon. You don't know which one it is.
No, little boy. Little boy.
Oh, good. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, sir.
I've got two, yeah. Great. Hey, first, before I talk about Georgia, even before Zach was there, you and I used to talk for many years. You know, I was probably one of the last supporters of Rick, just hoping he would turn into what he never did, just because I like the guy and I like the, you know, the what it represents and, you know, my Christian faith and all that. So, but you and I had many good years talking about Rick, and I hate to see him leaving college football for now, but he just seemed to never get the understanding that you have to really focus on recruiting linemen because that's where you win the games at. And I think that was one of his downfalls, but I've always been a good supporter of the guy and So I thought I'd mention that since you and I talked for many years about Rick.
Yeah, you know, I think Mark, we have to give him a ton of credit for what he did at Georgia. And you have to remember, and almost like we do anything, anybody is finishes, retires, passes away, whatever we go. You know, let's remember some of the earlier times because not the way it all ended for some of these folks. And he had an unbelievable run there. I do think that Mark Richt, his passion, his drive, this, you watch these ultra competitive personalities that are out there now, the Lincoln Rileys and the Kirby Smarts and Dabo Swinney's and Nick Saban's, these ultra competitive guys. I'm not sure Richt had that. And I think Richt was great at maintaining a program, but I'm not sure Richt, obviously the rebuild job didn't work in Miami, and not he didn't fall asleep at the wheel of Georgia. He had good years at Georgia, but that getting him over the edge, that intensity and that the culture maybe a little bit, looking back on it, I think he left a little bit desired in those categories.
Yeah, and, you know, if, I heard Zach mention, you know, where the program is now versus the first 3 years at Georgia. And, you know, the first 5 years at Georgia, they went 5 years in a row finishing top 10. The problem was Saban and Meyer came to the SEC, and they just passed him. I think there is a difference now, but time will tell. One thing, I was one of the Georgia fans that said before the SEC championship and after, that's our playoff game, winner goes on, loser doesn't. So I hope for a minute we won't have another 4 weeks of bashing Georgia like I've heard on the radio for 4 weeks. So I'm not that. And so my focus now, and I think Georgia, if they beat Texas, and Texas is going to come in with a lot to play for because they're trying to get Herman's trying to get them where they are. If Georgia can win, I think Georgia can finish number 3. That's where they were predicted, and Georgia will get those defensive linemen to get them, help them in the area that really they got exposed in the fourth quarter against Alabama, along with our conservatism, and then we obviously tried to be aggressive at their own time in the stupid coaching decision. Won't argue with that. So I think if we can finish the year where it was believed we could potentially get to, and a lot of people didn't think we could get there, it'll be a quality finish. So that's what I did want to call since the game is tomorrow night, and I know y'all won't be on, so all right. I wanted to throw it out there. Huge game, important game for both teams, and I think it is a important moving forward to the next season. So I think it is a one to keep an eye on.
Yeah, no doubt. And I said earlier in the show, I think Georgia is coming, and Georgia is one of the three best programs in the country right now, and their track record. I think they're going to join this two horse field right now. I think Georgia is going to be that. The only problem that the only time I'm going to get on Georgia in the next couple of days or this week, whatever, is when we try to say that Oklahoma didn't belong or that Notre Dame didn't belong, and I don't think that an undefeated Notre Dame team would lose a spot to a two-loss Georgia team, and the LSU game was the one that you just got to kick yourself about there. And that's my only negative comments about Georgia right now.
And I think that's why, like I said, if we would have just accepted it, and then the LSU game would have been looked at differently too. It would have been, well, Georgia stumbled, but look at what they did the next two games against top 10 teams on the road. They righted the ship, and so it was, you know, they got everything right. But if we're going to say, hey, we're the best, then, yeah, I've always said college football is a season. You got to look at it overall, right, and every game is important. I never want to take away from that. So it's hard to listen to some. It was get bashed over and over again. But like I said, that's because I have the perspective I have,
right,
not what everybody else is doing.
Well, let me say this too, though, Greg, that every year our narrative can change. For instance, you know, it was Nick Saban last year who said you shouldn't have to win your conference championship to get in, but he always said it before that you should. So, you know, whatever narrative you have to build for your team that year, we're biased and we have our preconditioned responses that we will go to whenever we try to support our team and support our calls, and those feelings change. That Georgia last year was saying, no, Alabama shouldn't be in. If Alabama doesn't get in last year, Georgia wins the national championship. So Georgia's thoughts last year was, you know, you need to win your conference to get in. And it's the exact opposite this year. So that narrative changes every single year.
I know. But like I said, I always enjoyed talking to you over the years. Look forward to it next year. Good luck to you. The two best teams are there. And hope you have a great battle. And happy new year.
Happy new year, Greg. Be careful. Be safe. And we'll talk to you next year.
All right. Take care.
Meeting Wednesday. See what I did there?
It's the first of the terrible jokes that are going to be made about that today.
Thank you very much. You're not buying Georgia, but I'm selling Georgia.
No.
For the future.
No.
But I thought a great point. I'm reading a lot of national media here in the last couple of days of did Notre Dame belong, did Oklahoma belong, blah, blah. And even, and Herbstreit's still standing by this thing, man. And I heard Bruce Feldman made a tweet like from a current head coach. When will they wake up and see what the NFL says about this or whatever? You know, what the NFL scouts say about this, the best teams or whatever. But the answer to that, and I'm not sure it was Dan Wolken or somebody, the answer to that was, I don't want to have a projection of who we think the best teams are by the eye test to tell us these are the most talented teams. My argument against that, Mr. Or 24 forever, has been Ohio State is one of the four most talented teams. But I don't want to watch Ohio State football team after getting blitzkrieged by Purdue 49-20.
What happened to Purdue against Auburn?
Perdon't.
Oh, my.
Perdon't. So that within itself ought to tell you a little bit. Ohio State is as talented as Ohio State might be the third or fourth most talented team in the country. But I don't want an NFL scout or a some sort of talent evaluator tell me who belongs. What I want to say is, what'd your season look like? What's your resume look like? Who'd you beat? Who beat you? How many losses do you have? Or else, let's don't even play this season. Let's just say, let's have a combine and someone to tell me who the most talented teams are. Make sense? Follow me?
I mean, listen, I'm with you.
The season tells us who the best teams are. Not my eyes. I look down at the results sheet, and that will tell me. And you can't get beat by 49-20 against Purdue in a game in which you gave up 539 yards to Purdue and expect to play in a national championship. Can't do it. You can't give up. You can't go to Baton Rouge and get slobber-knockered and lose by 20 and have two losses in a year and expect to get in over an undefeated Notre Dame team. You can't give up 275 yards rushing and get outrushed 275-13 and lose to an LSU team that has no offense, whatever, and lose by 20 and have their second loss of the year, have the last game of the year, and tell me because you played somebody close that you belong in?
The four teams that made it this year were the correct teams to make it.
Right.
Yeah.
What we have learned from that is that the two teams that will play next Monday night are by far the best. And so here's one thing that's going to happen. Let's say Alabama beats Clemson by 13 next week. That's conceivable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some idiot on Twitter, some idiot on the station, some idiot on our text will say, well, there you go. Georgia belonged. They only lost by 7. Georgia belonged. No, pal, they don't. If Alabama beats Clemson by 8 instead of 7, somebody's going to say, well, that proves it right there. Georgia had a two-touchdown lead over them and blew it, and they needed to be in the game. No. Don't even go there. I thought you made a good point a lot of people are making. We're going to span to 8. Actually, we could downsize to 2 now. If we'd have downsized to 2 before, though, Ohio State wouldn't have won the national championship. Alabama wouldn't have won the national championship. Pitch from 3 seeds, other 3 seeds win the thing. You know, it's interesting. We're going to talk a lot more about this coming up this week. In number 1 versus number 2, so far, number 1 is 0-3 in the Clemson-Alabama deal. Clemson was number 1 going into the first Alabama game. Alabama won. Alabama was number 1 going to the second game. Clemson won. Clemson was number 1 going in last year. Alabama won. Number 1 is 0-3. What are you laughing at over there?
I'm pretty sure I'm being trolled.
idiot.
I'm pretty sure.
What?
This guy, this Gary from Greensboro guy. He's a big SEC guy.
Oh, yeah. He's a Gamecock. Yeah.
Holy crap, he's going for it this morning.
No. What's he saying?
Oh, man.
Why is he listening to this station if he's a Gamecock and SEC fan?
Because their home station is playing a replay of shows because they can't do a show on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
I just...
Your intro. I hadn't seen it yet. What's the number?
33...
No. Don't do that.
3438 is the end.
I don't see it. Oh, let me just refresh it this way. 3438. Oh, yeah, here we go. All right. There's you. This morning.
This is saying a lot, man.
You're afraid. Capital A, capital F, capital R, capital A, capital I, capital D. You're afraid of the SEC. Admit it. We want a Notre Dame team we can beat versus a Georgia team that would roll you.
It ends this week. Bama and SEC roll. Bama and SEC rolls the youth league pretenders.
Hold on. The SEC's playing this week?
The SEC
Bama
is
and
playing.
SEC?
Yeah.
And now this clown says that if Clemson had played at LSU, you'd have losses too. Undefeated records against Division II opponents mean nothing. The Cox had you on the ropes. The entire defense decimated with injuries. This week will show who you really are. SEC, SEC, SEC.
I didn't think these people existed. I still don't. I still think this guy is being a troll.
I am not sure. Proud Gamecock. We play in a real conference. You just got the heck beat out of you by Virginia, 28-0.
He said, sure, Debo sat, it is what it is. Still embarrass your defense. Top SEC team will embarrass your team this week. So exhausted in hearing about a
dude,
team
that
played no
you got beat by 21 points, and then you're talking about it's a moral victory.
An 8-point loss is beyond your wildest dreams. 20-plus coming your way.
Maybe so, but that has nothing to do with you. You're 7-6, and you lost to Virginia there,
no,
Sparky.
No, this guy's not real. He's a troll.
Sparky, you just went 7-5, and Virginia beat you 28-0.
There's no way.
In the Belk Bowl.
As a troll. That guy doesn't exist. There's no way someone out there believes these things. He's doing a disservice to the fan base. I don't even know why we're talking about this. There's so many good Gamecock fans out there.
You see my response?
There's just no way. Okay, cool. Belcom. Gotta go to work.
Oh,
thanks, guys.
Oh, man.
That's a lot. It's a lot to unpack this morning.
Crazy. I think this guy's real. I really do. Tell him to call the show.
You think someone, he's got to go to work.
Oh, no.
You think someone out there legitimately, like.
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yes. I think there's that much delusion.
Actually,
plus,
there is.
Plus, there's that much crazy people.
There's this girl from back home.
Yeah.
And she ended up going to a private school back home, and then she went to Ole Miss. And every time Ole Miss plays, she's on Instagram or Snapchat or whatever, and she's really excited about it. But recently, as Ole Miss has been down, mm-hmm. for bigger games, including SEC opponents, she's on there screaming about SEC, SEC, SEC. And I just don't get it. Is she trolling me too? Or do people actually wholeheartedly believe these things?
Okay, cool. NCAA.
I mean, I'm curious.
I don't know. They exist, man. There's
ACC,
that much delusion.
ACC, like I would never even think to do that.
No.
In my wildest 20-point blowout dreams, no. I would never think to root for conference over my team.
Okay, cool. Cavum.
Belcom.
Belcom. Let me tell you about my friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I absolutely love Palmetto Dunes, my time there. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get back in 2019. I'm going to take my kid there in 2019. It's going to be pretty cool. Can't wait to get down, play the three great golf courses again. I told you I'm going to be a pickleball guy at some point in time. Not sure when. But
you've been saying that for months.
I think I can do pickleball guy. I think I can do it. The beautiful beaches, the bike rides. Can't wait to put the little man in a little car seat on a bike and ride him around. Spend your family vacation. I talk about this all the time with families. Your 8-year-old daughter, your 10-year-old son, your 6-year-old daughter, and your 4-year-old son, they all want different stuff, man. They can't get along. They want different things. That's the beauty of Palmetto Dunes, the variety. They've got something for everybody there. all ages, boys and girls and moms and dads and grandmoms and granddads. They have something for everybody. It's Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. The golf gets back underway this week. I want to kind of reset the schedule for you. Tournament of Champions in Maui this week, this weekend. Then we'll have the Sony out in Hawaii. Then they'll go to La Quinta the middle of this month. The late this month, you'll have the Farmers out in San Diego at Torrey Pines. The first week in February in Phoenix, so and then Pebble Beach after that. So it's kind of resetting things here. But the PGA Tour is back this week with a Tournament of Champions, and Dustin Johnson, our South Carolina native, is the defending champion. As far as the local guys go, Dustin will be there. We'll tell you the rest of the field and South Carolina natives and all this kind of stuff coming up. But coming up, golf back on your television set coming up on Thursday. That's our Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report. Can't wait for 2019 and a huge year at Palmetto Dunes. Get on their email list. It's Palmetto Dunes, the beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. A break. We'll come back, finish things up with some phone calls in the final segment. If you're on hold, I promise you, we've got five holding. If you're on hold, I promise you I'll get to all five right after this.
This Saturday, the Tigers travel to Durham to open ACC play with a matchup with perennial national power, the Duke Blue Devils, in hopes of bringing home a victory. Right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season, from first tip to last buzzer, right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletic, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Westminster Vision is now opening a third location on Highway 28 in Pendleton next to State Farm Insurance. This new office will offer even more state-of-the-art medical eye care along with the professional one-on-one eyeglass service we are so proud of. There's a large selection of frames as well as all types of contact lenses, including specialty and custom designs. We'd like to thank our patients and customers who have made this possible. Come by and see us or call 654-4141 for an appointment.
Bring your own tools, pull your own parts, and save big. This Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday at LKQ Pick Your Part. Save 40% on every part on the lot. Pull it off and save. Four huge days of saving. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you can always find fresh new inventory for your car or truck. Visit LKQ Pick Your Part today and find the part you need. And this Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, save an additional 40% on every part you pull. Log on to LKQPickYourPart.com for a location near you.
Head to Bojangles for three breakfast biscuit combos for just $4 each. Choose from the country ham biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or steak biscuit. Bojangles, it's bow time.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy a Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Headlight Twin Pack or two single packs purchased on the same sales receipt. Visit any of our 5,600 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
This is your plan?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care.
I gotta tell you a quick story. On my new phone, my old song did not download for my alarm.
Jeez.
And so I've tried several ones, and so, because I don't want to hear the dank, rank, 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 rank. So I tried to put a song on there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my one this morning. I don't think my wife likes that one.
No?
She likes the song, but not as an alarm song. You kind of want a little bit of gentle getting in there. Give me the first couple seconds of that one again. So imagine it's pretty loud, right? I remember when you can see how that, like, that's not good, right?
Yeah,
it's
I would not enjoy
it. Dun, 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 dun. You know what I need? Yes. I was thinking.
No. Stupid game. I'm not done. I'm done with them.
If I did that, I'd be waving my towel around the bed.
Oh, boy. Take the pillowcase off the pillow. You're just going nuts there.
Yeah. That's what Philpott says. No, for sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
654 Roar. John is in Easley, South Carolina. Good morning, John. Thanks for hanging on through the break. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Happy New Year.
You too, buddy.
Hey, listen, I went to the game Saturday, and what I'm about to talk about, the TV audience did not see. Now, I know you did because you were there. The opening prayer before the game. That set the whole tone for me. It was awesome.
You know what, John? We couldn't hear it in the press box.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. Was it good?
Did anybody else comment to you about that?
No, but I saw the guy down there, and I'm going to tell you how bad it is. Now, they did get their stuff figured out because we heard Clay Walker. I didn't know who Clay Walker. I knew Clay Walker was. I didn't know that was him. We got the national anthem inside, but I saw the guy praying, and nobody could hear it, so we all stood. The guy said, he said, let's stand now for the implications. I was like, what's an implication? Anyway, so.
Well, anyway, some of the things he said, and I want to go get a recording of it, but some of the things he said was Prince of Peace, yeah. King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Christ the Lord. Amen.
How about that?
I know. It set the whole tone for me. Where could one go to get a recording of that?
I don't know if there is one.
There should be.
Yeah, I don't know. We got to find out who it was.
And I got to thinking, well, two things that hit me was, number one, it's the Cotton Bowl's game. They can do what they want. And number two, you're in Texas.
Yeah, Texas.
So, but listen, you got to go listen to the prayer.
All right,
the prayer just set the whole tone for the game for me personally.
I'll try to find that out for sure. John, I appreciate you pointing that out for sure.
All right, go Tigers.
Thank you, John. Appreciate the phone call.
Don't they do that at every Clemson game? Every home game?
No. They've come back to it a little bit. There was about a 5-year period in there where you could not say God. You could not say Amen. You could not say Christ.
In
you could not say.
My memory when I was going to games, it wasn't necessarily, you know, a Baptist preacher or a Methodist preacher every weekend. They would like alternate different kind of.
They do. They still do that.
Faith, yeah.
But I think they were encouraged, like, you got to be pretty generic and you can't say certain things in there. Here's what drives me crazy. My wife, and I don't want to make the show too much of this, but my wife and I are watching the lighting of the governor's Christmas tree.
But here we are.
Right?
Yeah.
And they get to the song about Holy Night or whatever, and they get to the thing, whatever, and they have to hum certain words. I'm like, wait a minute, man. It's not like it's the lighting of the Christmas tree. Anyway, I'm not going to get into all that. 654 Roar. Paul is in Ennery, South Carolina. Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
All right, buddy. You know, it's funny. Now it's we're going to be exposed when Alabama. Last week it was, wait till y'all play Notre Dame and you're going to be exposed. Yeah. You know, that's all I heard. And they are Gamecock fans like that. Believe me, I get them all on my social media. I mean, they just get beat 28-0 by Virginia and they start talking trash about the ACC. I mean, I just don't understand. And I get so tired of hearing how they almost beat us or whatever. Do you realize they scored with 5 minutes to go in a half, I think it was. They didn't score again to 8 minutes to go in the game. They were down 4 touchdowns then. But, hey, they almost won the game. I mean, I get so sick and tired of hearing. Got shut out the whole third quarter. You know, and I get so sick. It's just like they had a victory or something. But I just don't understand. But they are, Zach, they are people like that. Believe me, I see them every day. I mean, they're on my social media every day. I mean, it don't matter. They turn around and lost, then wait till you play Notre Dame. Now it's wait till you play Alabama. What do you think about this game, Mickey? I think we're ready. I really do. I think we can match up with them well. And I just have a feeling. What is your? I just got in the car, so I didn't get to hear you this morning. I didn't know what you think or whatever.
I think I have the utmost respect for Alabama. I think Alabama, in the three games Clemson has played so far, I think there were some flaws in some of those teams, and Clemson was able to exploit a little bit of that, especially, you know, defensively going against our offense with a few things in there. With that said, this Alabama offense is the best that Clemson has seen. Those three running backs are grown men. The offensive line is the best in America. Tua might be the best player in America. And the wide receiver core, this and the tight end, Irv Smith, and I mean this thing really, truly is an amazing offense. Defensively, there's a couple of weaknesses in there, not too many. This will be Clemson's biggest challenge. I think this is the best Alabama team they face. That said, I think that Clemson can play with Alabama, and I think that obviously it's a 6-point spread. I think we're going to talk about a fourth quarter game.
Yeah, I do too. You know, it's funny that. You know, that Alabama's been this juggernaut, you know, for these years. And it's just so happened that it came the same time that we're probably the second best program in the nation. You could look at it like, when you're saying, look, if Alabama wasn't in this thing, we probably had already had three national championships. You know, it's just it's unfortunate in a little bit that we had to play these. I mean, we have beat them. But, you know, like you said, they are 100%.
Well, I mentioned it earlier, Paul, that now Clemson needs to win one of these. Look, if Clemson loses on Monday, Tuesday show, people will be complaining about it and didn't belong. Blah,
not
blah, blah, blah.
Me. I'm just glad we got there.
I'm with you now. Yeah. But the other part, and they need to win one more, however it works out in the next two or three or four, how many of they ever play. But really, this looks like Lakers and Celtics. This is like Magic and Bird. That these two,
right, yeah.
You know, they happen to great. Coexist yeah. at the same time.
Yeah, that's great. But you know, how many teams can say they played in four national championships in the history of their program?
Mm.
Yeah.
Not many.
Have a good day, Nick.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the
Have
phone call.
Have a good
call.
Day.
I mentioned this is my Brad. He's actually forgiveness award. I'm a good hands with Brad. He's a good hands with Allstate. And call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my great friend, Brad Hughes. I trust Brad Hughes with everything in the world, man. I couldn't trust him anymore. And we forgive someone in sports every single day. Today, I forgive Brian Kelly. You got on him a little bit, Mr. Orr24, about it was a Julian Love injury. They only had four big plays. The talent level's not that much difference. And, I mean, 538 yards to 248. That's right at a 300-yard difference. Almost doubled them up. 327 passing yards to 160. 211 rushing yards to 88. Would Julian Love have helped them get more than 88 yards rushing?
Maybe.
You can make the argument that the game would be closer and Notre Dame wouldn't have to be passing as much. And even then, 3.6 yards per play, and Clemson had 6.9 yards per play. I'll forgive him, man. He's looking through his eyes. He did say that even though 42-13, I think, was the national championship game, they lost by 29 in that one, Alabama. And he lost by 27 of this one. He talked about how this one feels differently, like they're not that far away now.
He did talk about that.
I don't know, man. Looked pretty far away to me. I thought there was a noticeable talent difference across the field, speed a little bit, and just overall talent.
No discernible difference in talents.
I disagree with that, Brian.
No disparity in talent.
But he's speaking to his people. He's trying to rally his people. And, you know, we'll be back here. I don't know. They're a senior-laden group. I'm not sure Notre Dame will be preseason top 10 or top 5 next year. Did you lose any respect for Oklahoma at all?
Lose respect for them?
Yeah.
No. I mean, it was a tough start to the game, going down four touchdowns.
Yeah.
But they battled back and made it somewhat competitive over the course of the game.
I agree.
They let the frustration get to them at the end there, or at the beginning there.
Yeah.
And after they scored that first touchdown, you know, you take the 15-yard personal foul.
Yep.
And then you take another one on the ensuing point after.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're kicking from your 10, which is not a good thing. So it's just a younger team and a coach that needed to bring these guys together, and he did do that. Said, you know, we need to settle down here. We're okay. Let's try to just get one first. You got to get one before you can get two.
Yeah. They played well after that. Will Clemson and Alabama will be 1-2. 2-1, 1-2, whatever it's going to be. What will Georgia jump either Notre Dame or jump Oklahoma, depending on how they look tomorrow night?
No.
You don't think? You think it'd be Oklahoma 3, Notre Dame 4, they'll switch?
I would assume the top four stays the same, wouldn't you?
No. I would say that Oklahoma would jump Notre Dame. Oklahoma looked better than Notre Dame.
Okay.
I think.
No, I mean, I'm saying the four teams.
Oh, the four teams. Yeah. I don't know. You know, maybe Georgia jumps Notre Dame. I don't know. So, yeah, some of that. Buddy, we finish things up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Just want to wish everybody a happy New Year's Eve and a happy New Year's in itself. I want to thank you on behalf of the Mickey Pilar Show for listening to us in 2018. We can't wait to bring you some sports talk from 6 to 9 every day in 2019. Hope to ring it in with a championship celebration show on next Tuesday there. But we're off tomorrow. Drive safe tonight. Take an Uber, take a Lyft, take a taxi, take the cat bus, walk.
Don't get hammered!
Do not drink and drive tonight. They're out. The police will be out there to get you, and rightfully so. Do the safe thing. Do the smart thing. Have a designated driver or take transportation when you can.
No doubt about that. Or just kind of like actually control yourself a little bit. My 2 minutes are brought to you by Eric Newton.